Do you ever get in this endless loop where you're not enough, where you're not worthy, where you don't think you matter as much? Welcome to my life. This is Kill the Cow. Ladies and gentlemen, I am R.A. Crate, and I'm not a pastor, I'm not a preacher, I'm just somebody who stupidly puts their daily devotions online to be held accountable by you. Yes, you, the audience. I don't know why. So today, without any agenda, without nothing, I'm going to just get in here and talk to you because that's what I feel like. I've missed a couple months of the show. Well, maybe a month. Maybe it's been weeks. And just to be honest with you, I battle with a lot of stuff. I battle with anxiety. I'm always thinking that people are out to get me, not so much in the killing, but to get ahead. I used to be cool. Well, I thought I was, at least. I used to be able to go out and do stuff. I used to be outgoing and energetic. And now, most of the time, I just want to take a nap. Where is this coming from? Diabetes. It's horrible. It's like, you know how they say you can't see diseases? This is something you cannot see. It's already taken 2 years out of my life because of my foot. I am scared to do anything. Because if I break open my foot, how much longer is my foot going to be open? It takes about 8 weeks every time to heal my foot. So it was getting smaller every time. And now this last time, it remained small. And it's been about a good month. So my foot has been healed for about a month after 2 years from December 9th, 2020 until now, about a month ago. It had been in a cast. It had been an open wound. It sucked. And, you know, I have problems in my head. I'm on pills. So, I mean, that's cool. It hasn't helped with my anxiety. But there are some days that I am stronger than the pills that I just unleash on the people I love most, and I hate it. It's taken my artistic vision and ran with it into the ground. I mean, just took it to the pits of hell. I don't know what it is. I mean, I'm on beta blockers, which have, you know, depression. They try to stop the depression. I'm on bipolar meds that worked for about 3 months, and then I still don't have my creative zeal all the way fully back. Honestly, it's mostly a struggle every day. And so today's verse is going to be Romans 12:2, and this is the R.A. Crate paraphrasing. Do not conform to the patterns of your mind, but be yet transformed by the renewing of your mind. Present yourself as a holy living sacrifice unto God. Romans 12:2 and 3, I believe. I know the Romans 12:2. We have to renew our minds. We have to present ourselves as a living sacrifice unto God. And it's hard. It's really hard when you have anxiety that tells you no. People not necessarily out to get me, but I don't think people have the best interest. they just do stuff and it gets under my skin. I don't know. And I have a platform like this and I know I can turn and just vent and I feel better. But it's still hard. I know I'm leaving a lot of gaps today, and who knows, this may be what this show is until I get answers. And the past 3 years of my life has been such turmoil. I mean, hell, there at COVID, I was doing this every day, making a video to go along with it. Before like 11, I was doing stuff and I was getting out there and now it's just like when I say the pills are stronger or the depression is stronger than the pills, I mean it. It's not a pretty picture that when you still have anxiety, when you still just don't understand what's going on. There's a struggle every day to keep on going. Like, I know I hate it, but I love soda, which is a diabetes killer. But I just, after 3 years of seeing no progress, I'm failing. I am running full force into that grave because of the choices I'm making. I can't conform to the patterns of my mind. I have to rely on Jesus giving me a new creation body. Like, even here on earth, I'm a new creature. I'm a new creation. God made me to be different, to talk to those who are different. I don't know how to approach people anymore in person. Like, I'm so fake and I feel so wrong when I go up to somebody and like, hey, how you doing? You know, even when I'm on the radio, there's a fakeness to it because I know the energy level that you have to bring. There's a lot of days where I just sit in my chair or I'll go upstairs and I'll pass out because I'm so tired. But when you're in front of people, you have to have a certain energy. You have to have a certain level of fakeness because you don't have the energy. Like, I heard it said, this one guy, he was working for a radio station in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And his station manager, who always, always acted like she had a little kid. That was her safety spot. But one day, that little kid, who everybody thought was like 4 or 5 because she never addressed the age, had a car wreck. Come find out he was like 26. Her little baby that she was always talking about, kind of like the Oprah Winfrey thing. Her best friend Gail always talking about her little kid. Well, turned up, he was grown up. And she had to be real with people and say, you know, my little boy is now 26, 21. He was at least driving age and he was in a wreck. And that's the whole thing. When you're on the radio, you have this persona that you play to. You have a certain level of energy. You have certain speech patterns. You have certain... Everything revolves around that persona. And it's time we lose it, folks. You know, people see me as down and depressed and all that. I see me as happy. That's what, I don't know how to explain it. I don't know if I want to explain it. But there is, I don't know. Like, I like conspiracy theories. I like admitting when I'm upset, when I'm wrong, when, well, okay, not when I'm wrong. That's just, nobody likes that. But I mean, people, I don't know. I can't explain it. I just like it being a certain way. And people don't get that. And that's fine. But I need to find the people that get me. I need to find my clique. And I know Romans 12:2 is going to make it hard, because there's going to be those people that don't see what I'm doing. But I need to find them. I need to get out there. And that's why I'm saying I'm coming back to the show. Because I need to keep doing this. Not only for me, but for you. You, the listener. Let's find our tribe. Let's kill the cow together. And if you don't know what kill the cow is, we're killing sacred idols. We're killing different things that people have told us are these golden images that we need to portray every day, that we need to do, that we need to live by, that we need to blah. That's not true. We can be who we are and still serve God. We can be who we are and be amazing parents. Be who we are and just be amazing people. I don't even know fully what that means yet. This was the final straw. This episode was literally my brain vomit just saying, let's go. So we're going to start here. We're going to start now. If not now, then when? So let's do it now. Let's find our tribe. Let's kill some cows along the way. And let's just have fun. No matter what your fun looks like, even though somebody may see it as dark as depressing, let's have some fun. So until next time, remember Romans 12:2. You don't have to conform to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Until next week, KSITJ. Wait, not until next week, until tomorrow. KSITJ.